production for the two substitutes as they combine to get Chelsea a third. Chelsea in the home straight in the Premier League title race.
He is one of our other friends. Whenever we play pro clubs, he's the one who's always delaying. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
And then eventually he'll bail out.
Alright guys, let's start. Hello everyone. Welcome back to Two Substitutes. It's been a while. I'm joined by my other substitute, Akshay. Akshay, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good, yeah, long time since we recorded a podcast.
Yeah. And we have a surprise guest. He's my colleague from our company, both me and Akshay's colleague, Mr. Rami. Rami, welcome.
Hello, first time here, first time doing a podcast.
First time doing a podcast, hopefully long time listener. No. welcome, we are glad to have you.
Thank you.
So, the purpose was because we know you are a Liverpool fan, and not according to you, but according to both me and Akshay, they are going to win the league. So we wanted to invite you and get your opinion and your excitement or your scaredness, fearfulness, skeptical. What's the word?
He's still skeptical.
I think Liverpool is one of the cursed teams. Sometimes there are some teams that are not destined to win easily, and we have to go the ugly way to win. I am holding my breath until actually, even if we win like the next couple of games and we are confirmed as winners, I'll still wait until.
What? Why? What?
We'll wait till the end of the season because it doesn't get cancelled. I'm worried that it gets cancelled eventually. So we'll see.
I think if you once you win, because even before this season was stopped because of the lockdown, I think they were waiting for Liverpool to win it. They had the plans and then they could suspend it. So I think once you win it, you'll have that in your history books. They won't change.
I think we had this conversation too, right, where we are thinking like what happens to the other places, right? Like you can give the title, but it wouldn't be fair for other teams to get relegated, for example.
That's what I was saying. I mean, the relegation, at least the title part has been decided like correctly, right? So you cannot change that even if you play other games. So
yeah, but it doesn't work like that, right? Like the whole season.
Everything has to be there.
See, you cannot make everyone happy then. I mean, this is a tough situation to decide for the Premier League.
Yeah, because there's a lot of riding on it. There's like hundreds of millions of dollars to stay in the Premier League, or even like every place. The title is almost certain that Liverpool is going to win it, but the rest of the other places too, I think financially, even like just place above or below matters. And with how many games are remaining now? Like 6 games remaining?
No.
Or 8
games, I think. Let me see the table.
Yeah, 8. I think for most teams, 8, 29 games have been done for most teams. So probably 9 games then, right? They have 38 games.
Yeah, so some Liverpool have played 29. So
that's still like significant number of games where positions will get swapped depending on how the fixtures are for every team.
Yeah. Rami, so first of all, since when are you a Liverpool fan? How long have you been?
I have been a Liverpool fan probably, let me just say at the beginning, I got into Liverpool because of their slogan and their music. I didn't start by watching the football itself. So my first experience to Liverpool was at the end of the 1990s, early 2000s, and it was more the logo of them and like the what it meant, like the history of Liverpool and stuff like that. So it wasn't the football that got me into it, then I started like watching them and I started enjoying their game, even though like around that time at best we were always second at best. At worst, we would get like 7th and 8th position. So it wasn't like really like a great time for Liverpool when I started watching them.
So Man U were dominating.
Then. So like the highlight for me was the Champions League of 2005, like the Istanbul one.
Night in Istanbul. But,
yeah, the night at Istanbul. Yeah, this was the highlight for me prior to the like Jurgen Klopp coming to the club.
So did you not get excited in that Brendan Rodgers season? You were so close in that.
No, because I knew that, I knew that, like, we weren't. So with Jurgen, you get the confidence that you're actually winning.
Yeah.
With Brendan Rodgers, you had a good week and you had a bad week. There was no consistency, and this was the Liverpool that I've always watched. So no, I didn't have the confidence like winning it or anything like that. We were playing entertaining football, yes, but we were not. You just didn't have the belief that you're going to win. At least for me, at least. Like even now, I'm skeptical. Even so you can imagine, like
I think seeing out games was a big issue when Brendan Rodgers was there, where it was almost guaranteed that Liverpool will concede a goal at some point in the game.
During that season, I just remember two instances, that Gerrard slip and the Crystal Palace game. That was a big turning point.
The Crystal Palace game was amazing one.
Leading 3-0, man, and then they came
back. Suarez and Gerrard in shock.
Crystal Palace are one of those teams. They are the only team to beat Liverpool this season also. They are one of those weird teams that can come out
they've
with...
They've got their number since that month, I think.
I remember, man. Like Liverpool, the kind of Liverpool that I'm used to is that the one that at the height of like Manchester City and like how strong they are, we beat Manchester City. And then the very next week, we lose from Swansea. Which like Swansea was like already like, I think they were at the bottom. I don't know if they were relegated or not, but they were at the bottom of the table. And this is the Liverpool that I'm used to. So like nothing. So it's a team that doesn't really give you confidence, honestly. It's just like you're always like holding your heart, always.
So would you say, is it just you, or would you say your attitude will change if they win the title? So you'll have more confidence in them, or it's just in your nature to be always a skeptic until then?
I would say it's me. This is a personal thing. Like maybe it's not Liverpool. Maybe the other Liverpool fans don't feel the same.
I think especially after winning the Champions last season. I think that there isn't much of a doubt now that Liverpool can go on and win titles now.
Yeah. And I'll say I'm also superstitious with that sometimes. Like, I'll stop watching Chelsea games if I don't pick Chelsea players in my fantasy team, because I think that will go against my games. Superstition is part of being a fan. I don't know. Akshay is not superstitious.
No, I mean, I don't really care. I don't think
he just doesn't put
something.
Yeah.
Will matter the result for my club. Like, I'm watching the game or I'm not watching the game, or who I pick in my fantasy. I don't think it affects the club. I mean, that's how it should be. But yeah, I can understand people who are superstitious and who actually like go above and beyond to like continue their streak. Like some of the biggest players have their superstitions too. So it's not just like... All human beings have that in their nature.
You go above and beyond to not pick Manchester United players in your team.
Yeah.
Because you hate them.
That's not... it's just for my own satisfaction. It's just that I cannot find myself rooting for them. That's the only reason. It's not that, like, if I don't pick them, they'll perform poorly. It's more like all the players that I have in my fantasy team, I actually, like, tend to... feel positive about them, saying like, okay, they should score a goal, or they should get a clean sheet, or they should contribute in goals. But I don't want to see myself to like do the same thing for United players, like hoping that Rashford gets a goal, for example, right? Like, that's not something I want to be hoping for.
Yeah, Rami, do you hate Man U? I know most Liverpool fans hate Man U.
Yeah, I think the one thing that me and Akshay bond on is like how we hate Man U. He's an Arsenal fan. I enjoy Arsenal. Like, I don't mind Arsenal at all.
Yeah.
But like the really thing, the big thing that we both bond on is how much we hate Man U. Yeah.
So you fight with Ryan. You have one common thing.
All the time. Like, this is my, like, seeing Manchester United in the slumps at the moment is like probably much better
heaven
for me than Liverpool winning a game. This is how petty I am, basically. I'm very petty.
So. You have achieved nirvana. If they drop out of top four, it will be good for my team also. So I like that. But you guys are excited for the games to start again. It would be like every alternate day now from Wednesday.
Yeah, there are so many games now, like above 100 games to be played between these like 45 days or so. So yeah, I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm also worried about the coronavirus infections during the games. Like,
yeah,
just hoping that situations don't go worse and hopefully like we get to see full season and nothing bad happens.
Yeah. Rami?
Yeah, I'm excited. I also share like Akshay's concern. I hope we don't go back. I really hope we don't. Not for the sake of the league, like
in general.
Joking aside, I don't really care. Like, most important thing is like how people, like the health of the people, and I really want us to contain this virus, really. But yes, I'm looking forward to. I was chatting with you before we started, and I was telling you that I couldn't get myself to start watching the Bundesliga. Mm. I've never been a fan of it, and like they were the only people that started playing, and I couldn't watch. I'm looking for a. As Akshay said, there's going to be a lot of football. I think from now until the end of the season, there's only going to be 8 days without football. So there's going to be a lot of football being played. I am a little bit worried about how having no crowd is going to affect the games. I don't know if... I think some teams are just going to play just to finish the season. They're not going to do like their best effort.
Mm.
So I'm a little bit worried about that. But I guess I'll take it. We've had like a long time without football, and I just discovered how little I'm doing in my weekends.
Yeah.
Without football, I just like felt like a little bit bored.
Same, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to some entertainment during this time.
Yeah, same. Weekends have been boring. I mean, I have concerns for people about COVID, but still. Being a football fan, I cannot hide the excitement. We know in US, in some areas, the virus started to grow again. I think in India also, it has started to rise. How is it in Egypt, you know?
It's not great in Egypt. Like, it's also, it's in a plateau. Like, it's not really going down and not going up. It's in a plateau kind of thing. In Egypt, though, it's like a special case. I don't think people are following the rules that much. So there's always risk in Egypt. So we'll see. We'll see what happens back home.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I know about the crowds thing in Bundesliga. They started to... So some journalists were saying that they have now like... virtual voices they have recorded, and it seems to be working. Like, you can actually, I know it sounds cheesy, but they were saying it does work, like, because so if there's an offside, you can hear the crowd chanting ooh, like, and then if there's an opposite player in their end, there are boos going around. So
it's going to be very difficult for the players, I guess, like from watching on TV. I think it might it might make it a little bit better, but for players, I think they will just know that there are no crowds. Like, they're just so used to seeing people at the venues every time, especially all the big clubs where they have like more than 50,000 stadium capacity.
they'll be shouting less also, I think, because if they say anything bad, they'll be heard by everyone.
Yep. I think it's going to be a little bit awkward. Like, one thing I'm worried about, like, you know how media try to make everything get out of proportion? So I'm worried, for example, like, I'm going to talk about my team. Like, Jurgen Klopp is like a very
enthusiastic
like manager. So I'm worried that he would like be shouting at Mo, for example, and like saying
something.
And like everyone's gonna pick that up now.
Yeah.
And then like, and then everyone comes in the like in the like the press conference and they, hey, you said this to Mo, and then everyone's gonna.
Especially English media,
And I'm a little bit worried about that part.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, and also like crowd plays a huge factor in games too, like.
Oh, yeah.
In the Champions League or even in Premier League, we've seen that games won or lost just because of the crowd too. So that's going to be interesting to see. It could work for some clubs, like especially like Arsenal. I've seen that maybe like sometimes like we get dominated by opposition fans. So I feel like that might be something positive for for players or for clubs like the ones who actually feel intimidated by the atmosphere or by the crowd.
Yeah, I read because in Bundesliga, the home winning percentage has dropped since the empty stadium thing happened. The away teams are winning more percentage of games. So this could be interesting, like final 2 weeks or so in Premier League also.
Yeah.
You, I think first game is Man City Arsenal. Are you excited, Akshay?
I'm excited, but we just lost to Brentford.
That
practice games, so
people are saying a little too much about that game.
What's that?
It's still just a warm-up game.
It's still a warm-up game, but I mean, like, overall I think like I'm happy that they've got more time with Arteta, and he before the lockdown he had implemented a lot of good things in the club, and we were seeing like we are still unbeaten this year in the Premier League. So that's we lost Europa League game under him, but otherwise like results have been very positive, and overall gameplay too has improved a lot. Like, we dominate more of the ball now and we're creating chances. So it's just that all the players have got their confidence back and they now feel that they can do something. And from the news that I've heard, I think like players are pretty upbeat to get back and start playing. So I think like game against City would be a good test to see how far we have come, because they beat us like 3-0 in the returns fixture.
Looking for revenge.
Yeah. And I think like we have a lot to play for. Like, I know like for some clubs like Liverpool, for example, right? Like, they know pretty much their position. Like what their position would be at the end of the season. So they might not have that much of a motivation to finish off the season. But for Arsenal, I think like we are not even in the top four now. And the only thing that can get us in top four is like positive results. So I hope that people or the players are determined to fight back and start showing up better results.
Yeah, top four and the relegation battle will be like on most people's minds, I think.
Yeah.
Man U, Spurs, Sheffield are also looking good. Wolves, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Be interesting. Rami, you have any prediction for top four? Starting from second.
Starting from third, because the second is
okay. Yeah. Starting from third, I actually think
I've been going on a good run.
But I think
Chelsea's gonna make it.
Yes.
But I think Chelsea, maybe for sentimental reasons, like I really like Lampard.
Yeah.
I really want to like encourage this guy, like. Him coming with like without like getting any new players or anything like that, and he depended on a lot of young players. Like, I really like his mentality and everything. Like, it has been a nice adventure. Like, it was fun watching.
Yeah, Chelsea gives me heart attacks, but also it's good to see him giving some young players chances, because our youth team has been really good in past few seasons, but we never...
No, you guys have been very active in the transfer window, which kind of makes me worried as well. Like, if you have a good manager with good players, it's
going to be... Next season, yeah, let's talk about... You went into that, so let's talk about transfers. I don't know if Liverpool and Arsenal have been... I mean, Chelsea, out of all our teams, have been the most active so far. We got Werner and Ziyech, who are excellent signings, I think. There was some news of Kai Havertz also, us making a bid for him, which would be interesting. What are your guys' opinions on that?
Yeah, I think Chelsea have done good business. If Timo Werner happens, like, they've already signed Ziyech, and you were waiting for one more person to join, right?
No, Pulisic was already...
No, Pulisic is already there, right?
Which one? Havertz?
No, there was one player who was supposed to come in. I guess that was Pulisic, but that was last season, I guess.
Like,
you had already signed him, and he was expected to join. But yeah, I think, like, both Ziyech, he has played phenomenally well in the World Cup. No. What's the tournament? Yeah, it was the World Cup, right? Last World Cup where he was the standout player for Morocco.
Yeah, and Morocco did very well in the World Cup.
Yeah, so since that time too, like, he had very good seasons at Ajax, and he'll be an exciting addition to the Premier League.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like Mahrez also. He plays, his body structure is also like Mahrez, and his foot is also left-footed like Mahrez.
Yeah, strong, heavy left-footed, yep.
Rami, are we saying his name correctly? Do you know?
Yeah, Hakim Ziyech. Yeah.
Ziyech. Okay.
I think we.
You must have. Have you? You have seen a lot of him.
I just, like, I watched him in the World Cup and in Ajax, mm-hmm. but like before the World Cup, honestly, I have not. Like, the World Cup was he was. Of course, like, I usually try to cheer for teams from Africa.
Yeah.
Especially from North Africa, like, if North Africa is playing, I will cheer for them.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Algeria, I don't like Algeria, but I do like Morocco, and it's nice to be represented. Like, it's nice to see Africa being represented, and they're represented nicely. Because unfortunately, Egypt didn't perform very well, so you try to cheer for the other team in Africa that has more potential. And so since the World Cup, I started watching him.
Okay.
And then you saw Ajax's, like, adventure in the Champions League as well. So this is when I started, like, hearing more about him. But before then, I wasn't following him. I do like football so much, but I'm not really a guy that, like, watches and memorizes players.
You watch it for
the people and the teams that I cheer for.
Yeah.
So I'm not, like, really a hardcore football guy. I enjoy watching games, but I don't really follow stats and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Should play FIFA for that more.
FIFA lets you.
I usually was talking with Ryan, like, before I joined the small group that you guys have. And I was seeing him, like, talking to you guys about players. I was like, how do you know these players? Like, I have never heard of any of these players. Like, you guys know all their stats and their weak foot and their strong foot and their, like, offense and defense and, like, headers. And, like, wow, I didn't even know that all these stats existed.
Okay, let me say, what were you saying, Akshay?
No, I was saying, like, that definitely, like, adds to your knowledge about, like, you just have to play and you'll get used to, like, players' body type and their preferred foot and some of their stats. They, yeah, like, not all of them resemble to their real life, but most of them are. So, like, if player is, like, has a very good shot in FIFA, it's most likely that they'll have a very good shot on them in their real life too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, most of the things are similar to real life performance and profile of the player, so that definitely, like, gives you more information.
Yeah, Talking about players, who's your favorite player, Ami, of all time? Do you have one?
Of all time? I can speak of the players that I personally watched. I cannot speak of legendary players from the past. Iniesta is like my absolute favorite player. I love him.
Iniesta?
I really love him. Yeah, Iniesta.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's a shame he didn't get Ballon d'Or during his time, maybe because of Messi being there.
It's a very hard time to be a player, like having Messi and Ronaldo with you, but he won everything. I don't really think he needs a Ballon d'Or to be recognized. He won the World Cup, he won the Champions League, he won so many La Ligas. He was part of probably the best team that has ever played football.
So I
think he... Iniesta is the kind of... I don't know him personally, of course, but he's the kind of guy that strikes me as a humble person. I think if people in Catalonia appreciate him, I think this is more than enough for him. I don't think he really cares of the world recognizing him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing very well in Japan. People over there like him so much.
He's getting
He's a simple person, I think, and I really like him.
Yeah, he gets some special cards in FIFA with his Japanese league also. He's performing well. That's how.
There's always
90 rated.
Or end of an era.
Who's your favorite player, Akshay? Henry?
For me, Thierry Henry. Has to be Thierry Henry. Mm. But he's the one who got me into Arsenal. And I wasn't into soccer at all. Mm. And then I heard about him and Arsene Wenger and started watching games, and that's how I became Arsenal fan. So I always remember. So when I say Arsenal, I'm actually imagining Thierry Henry and Arsene Wenger at their peaks. It's not the case anymore, but yeah, he was amazing. He could score every weekend, and he had everything in him, pace, agility, dribbling, finishing. Mm.
It's interesting. Yeah. When you say Arsenal, for me, it's Dennis Bergkamp. This is the image in my head for Arsenal.
That would be a good question, actually. So when I think of Arsenal, I also think of Henry, actually. For Liverpool, Gerrard is the player, you think?
He's very iconic.
For Chelsea, I think of Lampard. Let's see. For Manchester United, what do you guys think? Ferguson.
I feel like Rooney.
It's probably, Ferguson more than the players for me, actually, I think.
Ferguson, yeah. But yeah, in terms of longevity, I think Rooney would be the one.
I don't know why I don't think of Rooney. Somehow, I don't know, maybe Ryan Giggs more than Rooney speaks out to me.
Even Ferdinand was...
Or Nistelrooy for some reason. Ferdinand, yeah. I used to pick Nistelrooy in my career mode FIFA when I
his finishing was insane in FIFAs, in those FIFAs. And in real life too, I think it's pretty good.
Who would want Nistelrooy?
I actually Man United, at some point of time, and I'm ashamed to say that, but Andy Cole and Dwight York when they used to play. I really enjoyed watching them.
Speak it quietly so no one hears you, Rami. You're a Liverpool fan.
When Andy Cole and Dwight York used to play at the front, oh my god, they were amazing at attacking.
Andy Cole is one of the top scorers, I think, in Premier League history. Let me see.
He's in the top five, I guess. I'll check it out.
My guess.
Who do you think of when you hear Man City?
David Silva, maybe now.
It has to be Aguero or Silva. Yeah.
Aguero, maybe Aguero more. Yeah. Let's do.
Who? I like Silva a lot too. He is also. In terms of his attitude and behavior on the pitch, he's very humble and just gets the job done. No, not much not much talking, more doing on the pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andy Cole is third highest goal scorer in Premier League. Okay. So Alan Shearer, Wayne Rooney and Andy Cole. Yeah. It's nice. What other teams? So I was just going through other teams. So we can think of players that define
not so popular teams too. They may have like an iconic players.
Like Leicester would be Vardy now, I think.
Yeah, Vardy has to be the one.
What else? Spurs, who would be Harry Kane?
Probably Harry Kane, yeah.
Yeah, I guess like before him, there was no one who was like loyal at Spurs. You could say like...
I mean, at least from what we know, I'm sure there are players who remain loyal to Spurs. But at least from our watching, he is the most loyal. But I'm sure before us, there were many players who remained as Spurs.
Yep.
We don't want to shit on those.
Defoe was there for a lot of time with Spurs, right?
Jermaine Defoe, what were you saying?
I'm saying it's interesting. The idea of loyalty is interesting because Gerrard, even though you guys and I agree that when you say Liverpool, you think of Gerrard. Gerrard actually at some point of time
went to Chelsea. Mourinho was looking for him to partner with Lampard. He almost came to Chelsea also, but
So he admitted like, too, right?
Like, it's interesting, really, because it's not really like they are professionals as well, so it's very hard to draw the line, really.
These days I would not blame anyone, like unless like I'll be angry at them maybe if they go to a rival club from but otherwise.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to find like one club players now, right? Like. It's just football has become different and there's always like a big club around. So
sort of way it's good also. Like every club is becoming like more like it's global, but it's also like one community. So anyone can play for any club maybe. So that's good.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you have, for example, like I heard rumors, for example, like so Watford had Troy Deeney for a very long time and he was with them in the championship and every and now Troy Deeney is like angry and he doesn't want to play for Watford, which is very weird.
Oh really? I didn't hear
I just heard this rumor. I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
It's very interesting, like this idea. Like I heard also Grealish. Like Grealish might not stay at Aston Villa. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Jamie Vardy almost went to Arsenal also. They didn't sign him, I
think.
See, but even though N'Golo Kante didn't stay with Leicester, he is still in Leicester's, like, he's Leicester's more popular players now of all time because he won the league with them. Just one season and he's in their history books forever. I think Gary Lineker also used to play for Leicester and he's... do you guys have any, before we think, do you guys have any transfer rumors from your clubs, Liverpool or Arsenal? Have you heard anything?
For Arsenal, I think the main thing is getting Aubameyang sign a new deal. He's yet to, to sign a new deal. There are a lot of rumors of him leaving. So I think like if we can get him to stay for one more season would be good. But I don't know. Happen, he might leave too, depending on like where we finish. But we can't blame him if he leaves, because it could be his last chance to land a better deal. And with the things how they are with Arsenal, it may be that we may not be even in the Europa League next season. So, and he's still performing at the kind of peak of his career. So.
Yeah, his goal scoring rate is highest out of any new signing in your history, I think.
What's that?
His goal scoring rate. Like he was the fastest or one of the fastest to 50 goals for Arsenal.
He has done amazingly well this in Arsenal. Like he had no settling period. Like right from like the time that he came in, like from his first month, he's performing and he has been our consistent performer this season as well.
And
for Liverpool,
yeah,
we are. I don't know. We haven't been very successful. Well, not successful now. Like since Jurgen Klopp, he has been like getting the right players, and I think Liverpool has to learn the hard way to trust in Klopp, I guess, because like recently, like the past couple of transfer windows, we haven't been doing much work.
Yeah.
We've been linked with so many players, and these players didn't work out for us. And I think right now, some people are saying Adama Traoré, he might come, which is like compared to the other big names that we were linked to. Like I think Adama's not, he's not that, but he's not what the other, like we were like Timo Werner or like Kai Havertz or whatnot. But,
yeah.
And now we're talking about Adama, so I don't know. Like I think we have to trust Klopp. He has demonstrated like how good he is with transfers. But like other than that, I haven't heard any rumors.
But even with Adama, I think so. Even if he signs them, I think he'll make him even a better player because no one expected much of Salah also, even when he came in, or Mane. But he improved them a lot.
I still don't expect much of Salah.
I knew you were going to say that. But I'm just saying you'll accept this, right? He has improved those players a lot since they came signed. But the COVID, because of COVID, I think most of these clubs' budget has gone down. That's why Chelsea was able to sign because of the ban they had. So they had some money in their bank, and also because of Hazard signing. So most clubs will not have the same amount of money they usually have to spend, including like Arsenal, Liverpool. I think Man City might still have. They have their band to look forward to. I hope they get it, because we did everything right and still we got banned for one season, and they are just walking away freely. By the way, Rami, it's good news for you. I just read that Liverpool might beat Manchester United to Sancho. I'll be happy to see Ryan's face.
Man U to Sancho,
yeah. I just read it. Now
it'd be very expensive, though.
Yeah, but I want to see Ryan's face now. He was talking about Chelsea and how we'll miss out on him because Man U will sign him.
It's like Thando is here.
Sancho is
Hey guys.
Oh,
hey,
Thando! So, he showed up finally when we are almost done.
I'm late. I totally forgot.
When
I was out biking.
Sure. When we are almost done, he decided to show up.
That's good. That's good. Because I don't really have much. I haven't been keeping up with football news since this whole thing started.
Rami covered Liverpool for you.
Yeah, of course, of course. Rami is a super fan. Rami is definitely a better fan than I ever will be.
He's still skeptical of Liverpool, man. He doesn't want to believe Liverpool have won the title until they have won it.
Well, no, like, I will say that I agree on that. I mean, I think for this season, almost guaranteed, but in general, this team that we do have, I think they've done well, but I think they've definitely outperformed their own abilities, if that makes any sense. I think the manager is definitely, I mean, Klopp has been amazing, but
if
you look at our squad, We don't necessarily have the best team in the world, and I think the performances are not necessarily characteristic of the caliber of player that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, honestly, this season, like we kept winning games, and I think I spoke to Rami about this. I was just watching some of these games. I was like, how? Why, how are we getting this? You know, like I'm thinking of games like Man U. We beat them 1-0, and I was like, what? How did that happen? Like, we're definitely not performing at the level that we. I think our performances are almost superficial.
It's written in the stars.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
They were
I mean, I'm not complaining, but I definitely think. At some point, it just looked ridiculous that we're still winning.
That I think.
Even when we were having some really, really crappy game.
Yeah, was it Newcastle game or something that you guys won in the 90th minute or equalized in the.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it was. We're down 2-1 or something.
Yeah.
In
the, I can't remember whether it was this season or last season. There was this, like, we were playing Tottenham, and then I think the ball came through, like, across, and Mo hit it with the head. And it hit like after Werner's, and it just entered into it and got into the goal. we are winning, or like we are getting a draw in the most dramatic and undeserving kind of way.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, because last season was too cruel for you, so the heavens wanted you to win this time. You have suffered enough.
I'm actually curious. Like, what do you guys think? If I guess the season hadn't been restarted,
yeah,
and Liverpool played, everything basically was scrapped. Do you guys think Liverpool would have continued this momentum or not?
Oh, next season, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think Klopp has that personality. I don't think he's a give up type of guy. So I think they definitely would. So Akshay, yes.
I was going to say, like, if you look at the last season too, I think you guys were very close, right? Like, of winning the title. Like, it was
one point
difference. And then you have a similar performance, whereas Man City now this season, they have fallen off. So I think, you can replicate it next season.
They definitely.
No, I'm curious. Like, if we didn't win it this time, right?
Yeah, that's why I think they'll need to sign players just to keep up the freshness in the squad. But I think Klopp is the type of guy who doesn't look like he gives up, or just, he just keeps going. He has a different type of person. I like his personality. Guardiola is
good. He definitely is good at, I think you guys already covered this, but he's good at bringing out the best in players.
Yeah.
And I think a lot, you can tell even during the game, even when things are not going well, you can tell the guys are working hard for him, and they're celebrating together. He creates that camaraderie, that team spirit, which I think he often gets overlooked. I think Klopp is the ultimate example.
Yeah.
Of someone who can take a team that, you know, okay, I would honestly characterize Liverpool as average, maybe above average, but he can make them look so good, and he can create this cohesive unit that it seems, you know, formidable. But I'm like, okay, I'll take it, like Robbie said, but like, it doesn't look like we have what it really takes. So the manager factor, I think, is evident there. I mean, and I think it's almost reminiscent of Sir Alex, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can take a team like Man U that was really crappy if you think about it, but he made them like unbeatable, impossible, yeah?
Wait, Man U team was crappy. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying in the true sense of the word. I think they were above average, but I don't think they were as amazing as Alex made them look for, like, you know, over a decade.
I'll say in his last season, though, that team, it was the same team that Moyes inherited, but that team wasn't as good, but he still won the title with them, while Moyes finished around 8th or 9th with that team. So that just shows the impact a manager can have on his team.
Exactly. That's my point. I mean, again, I hate to love them, but I don't think they were good, but I don't think they were as good as they were. There's no way you were going to beat them, and they were going to win no matter what.
Yeah, he had some secret alliances with referees too.
I'm not gonna discuss corruption now. I'm not discussing any
under the table transactions going on.
This is fair play.
Fergie time, they said. In fuck out.
Very
good
time.
Anyway, what did I miss? What did you guys cover?
Nothing. We were just talking about our interest in football, favorite players. How did we get into following our teams? Rami just told us his history.
Yeah.
How did you get into? Who's your favorite player, Thando?
Currently?
No, of all time.
That's a very good question. I don't know if I have one necessarily, but so I guess I'll start with Liverpool. How did I become a Liverpool fan? I think I was like 8 or 9, and my mom got me a Liverpool kit. I don't even know why. It was, I guess, kind of random. She found something on sale, and you know, I like playing soccer with my friends. So I had. I think most enjoyed watching play was Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho, okay.
Yeah. I think there was just a certain poetry to the way he played football. And I don't know if it's just his teeth, but he always looked like he was also having a good time.
Yeah, and then he let himself go. I think he recently I heard he was in jail for some reason. His passport got...
He used his picture, but with a different name.
He's trying to change his name. Yeah. I think his explanation for that was he said someone gave it to him.
Gave him money to do it, kind of.
Yeah. And honestly, I didn't quite understand why would he need fake identification. Was it just to avoid paparazzi, or like was he?
He was not doing anything sketchy. Just he got caught maybe in some weird.
Yeah, it seems like his passport wasn't there with him, and he had to use another one.
I feel like, you know, for someone like him, like he probably has. I would assume he probably has, like, you know, a manager, a personal assistant. Be handling stuff like this.
Who needs to be fired?
I can't imagine it's just him being like, yo, I'm gonna try and like sneak into the like, someone somewhere. Was doing something for whatever reason.
He's like, you know who I am. Make me a passport.
But you know, also, I think that actually is kind of ties into his career, so to speak. Right? Like, I feel like he left football, well, the peak of his football before really he, I guess, was too old to play at that level. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have stayed at Barcelona as long as the Messis or the Ronaldos at Real Madrid.
Yeah.
He just kind of faded into, you know, back into South America, which, again, is not necessarily degrading those leagues, but I felt like because of his party boy lifestyle and kind of the trouble that he got into with the managers at Barcelona and, you know, the media and stuff, I feel like that sort of stuff, I mean, for me, it's like, it's kind of similar to getting arrested for the passport, you know? and the way I think of it, and I could be entirely wrong, but I think sometimes we forget that a lot of these football players, especially from the developing world, they're coming from, you know, poverty in a lot of places. A lot of these kids from Brazil who grow up in the favelas playing street football, a lot of them never even went to school. So I think sometimes we as fans, or I don't know, the media has these expectations on people who never really had that proper training or that, you know, upbringing, that culturalization, if that makes any sense.
And then
we are so quick to like, I mean, again, I'm not condoning that behavior, but I feel like sometimes people don't really understand that, you know, there has to be some, and I don't know, there has to be some understanding that this is someone who literally was a street kid at some point.
Yeah.
Or someone who might not necessarily even understand what's right and what's wrong in that context, you know?
Yeah.
Or who just wants to party, you know, like these kids just want to party, like you're young and you're making $1 million, like, of course they want to party, of course they want to have fun. I feel like sometimes you put all of these, like, moral expectations, like football players are supposed to be, I don't know, examples of everything that, you know, kids or whatever look up to. I'm like, come on, these guys just want to play football and make money and have fun. I think we need to get off our high horses at some point.
Although kids in Brazil and South America, I think they look up to the footballers, there are their gods. So just like in India, like cricketers are some of the kids' gods there.
True, I get that. But again, I guess I'm not saying like they shouldn't try to behave well.
Yeah.
But like the argument about setting a bad example for kids. I there's never been a point in my life where I'm like, okay, I need to make a decision right now. What would Cristiano Ronaldo do in this scenario, you know? Like, I'm not consulting his behavior when I have to try to figure out what is the right thing or wrong thing to do. Like,
that's where you're wrong, man.
Play football, I don't care what he does. If he wants to drink, let him drink.
That's why you get so many hot fixes, man. You don't, when you get hot fixes, you should think, what would Cristiano Ronaldo do?
See, that's the issue. I feel like that's weird. Like, Maybe for that's the price they pay for being in the spotlight, for making those millions of dollars. Like nothing about their life is private anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite footballer also was the same. Mine was the original Ronaldo. He got me into football.
Nice.
He was also a party. Yeah, phenomenal. Yes, El Phenomeno.
The man was unstoppable.
Yeah, if he didn't have injuries, he would have been like one of the greatest ever. He still, but he could have been way, way better.
I still think he was still one of the greatest with everything.
I'm saying, if he didn't have injuries, I think he could have been in the same level maybe as Messi, Ronaldo, the Portuguese Ronaldo.
Interesting.
Or better.
I guess what is better? Like, is it just, are we comparing like the longevity of their career?
Just how they make you feel, man. How they make you feel.
How they make you feel?
Yeah.
Okay. No. I guess you were saying he was one of your favorite or your favorite?
He's my favorite player of all time.
Okay, but you're also saying he wasn't as good as Ronaldo, Portuguese Ronaldo.
No, I'm saying he could have been the best player, maybe, he doesn't get compared to Pelé, like Messi gets compared to Pelé and Maradona, and Ronaldo.
I guess that's my question. Like, I'm wondering, what do we use? What caliber? Is it just because of how long they played, like how many trophies they won, the impact they had?
Goals scored, titles, World Cups, I guess, yeah.
Or Pelé himself is ranking him in Pelé's top 100 players.
Yeah, Pelé.
That's interesting. Who was Akshay? Now I'm curious.
Akshay's favorite was Henri.
Yeah,
Henri.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Akshay, is he your all-time favorite player and not just Arsenal, of all?
I mean, if you consider Arsenal, him for sure. I think overall, I think the one that got me excited was Kaká there. That World Cup or when he was at his peak in those Champions League nights, how he would torment the defenses. That's something you have experienced him. You've seen him play.
Kaká's career also ended abruptly. I think he didn't last long also, because when he came to Real Madrid, he got injured and things didn't work out for him afterwards.
Yeah, it could have been amazing for him too. When he went to Real Madrid, that was it for him, I think. He didn't do anything after that.
Yeah.
You think that's what's going to happen to Hazard?
Hazard is a different man. He is. I think, he got injured also. He went to Real Madrid at a later age, much later age than Kaká, and he's now 29 years old. So I think expectations are different. Plus, it's just hard to compare when Messi and Ronaldo are around. Though they have set such standards, no one is coming near to them. Maybe Mbappe will later on, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's actually something else I've also thought about. Why does it always feel like La Liga is the ultimate destination for players?
Just history, I think.
I think it's history and the club stature, right? If you consider Barcelona, Real Madrid, no matter how their current form is, Liverpool might beat them, but at the same time, Liverpool and you talk about Real Madrid and Barcelona, they just have that charisma to their name, the history as well.
And they keep winning. So, AC Milan had the same stature, but it's they don't have it now, because from the last 5 or 6 years, they have been not winning anything. They have dropped down, which is sad to see. But they used to be in the same level as the Real Madrids and Barcelonas of this world. But these days, I think Man U still has that pull for some reason.
I understand that. But they have. I mean, they are commercially the biggest club in the world.
Yeah, they can match some Real Madrid also in the commercially. So.
Interesting. Do you guys actually have teams in La Liga you support?
Barcelona for me.
Yeah,
I follow Real Madrid. If I do ever, you?
I said Barca as well.
Okay, Barca. Three Barcas. Okay, nice. I'll leave this call then.
Lionel Messi, man, Messi.
Yeah, it's good though. I mean, but sometimes I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like there isn't much competition.
Yeah, there isn't. This season there is, for some reason, I think there has been more competition. But yeah, La Liga is... I seriously feel like Premier League has the most competition, no matter what anyone says.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like La Liga is almost predictable. You know? It's almost like the Bundesliga. You know, Bayern is going to be up there. You know, Real, Atletico, Barcelona are going to be 1, 2, 3. It's just a matter of like configuration. And Sevilla in fourth place or something. Like, it's almost like every table looks the same every season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But now I think like Premier League might also become that, right? Like you see like Liverpool and Man City, so it's either or. It's going to be for next couple of seasons at least. Does anyone have can challenge that?
Now give us false hope. I don't think so. I'm not gonna agree to that.
So Akshay, Liverpool is winning the title in next game. Let's congratulate these two. Congratulations, Thando and Rami, for winning the title.
You had to wait a long time.
No. We have to wait until.
No. Take these congratulations.
We will not accept any congratulations.
I'll send you gifts. I'll send gifts to both of you.
It's not over until it's over, sir.
Exactly. You've been heartbroken so many times.
Maybe COVID will come back and change everything. And they're like, you know what?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Yeah.
It's 2020, man. Anything can happen this year.
Just get this over with, man. Whatever this is going on.
Yeah, I read a message saying that all just should set a target that you have to live, like, stay alive after 2020. That's all. Like, don't worry about anything else. Don't think about your
it's nice
job.
That they are hopeful for next year.
Yeah.
We don't know what will happen.
Right.
By the way, you guys were saying, Premier League, Akshay was saying Premier League might also become the two-team league. Like, but then there is news like Newcastle being taken over by this.
Oh, yeah.
By a whole country. So then Newcastle will be one of those teams fighting for...
No, I think like it's very important that you execute the strategy, right? Like you might have money, but that might not still go well. Like AC Milan, for example, right? They spend money to get back, but it's not happening for them. So.
But Premier League is also lucrative, right? For many players. Mm-hmm. And players these days, they are looking for moolah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it highly depends on what kind of strategy, like, what manager they get, what players they sign, and how they gel together. Like, yeah. You know, it's really hard to replicate Man City. Let's say, like, even if Arsenal or any other club gets the same amount of money, I don't think, like, they will execute the same way. So, so like,
and don't forget the manager effect as well.
Yeah. Manager effect, yeah. They are looking at Pochettino, I think.
Yeah, that would make it definitely. Like, that would make it interesting. Like he has not won anything, but he has shown signs of
passive aggressive comment just passed. Why? I think. Yeah, I am done with the conversation. But before we finish. I got the opinion of both Rami and Akshay, but Thando, what's your prediction for top four and, top four, starting from three, so because first two we already know, Liverpool, Liverpool is going to win the title, and Man City second, so starting from third,
I'll be honest, I don't even remember what the table looks like right now, but I'm good.
I think Leicester is third.
Leicester is third, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Spurs or Chelsea?
Chelsea is fourth, and Man U are fifth.
I think Man U will stay out.
I like that.
Nice. I'm going to say Spurs Leicester.
No, I don't like that. All right, I'm cutting your call. Bye, Thando.
7 points behind.
Because I don't want to alienate anyone on this chat. So I choose a side. So I'm gonna go with the neutral Spurs and Leicester.
Okay. Spurs Leicester. Okay, you don't want to alienate anyone. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pick one of you guys.
Okay. So then first is Newcastle and second is Sheffield.
Yeah, mathematically it might not happen, but yes, let's go with that.
Okay.
Sheffield might still have a chance. Mathematically, they're there, but Newcastle.
Not first or second.
Oh, first and second, no.
No, yeah. Who are Spurs? I don't know. But yeah, thanks for joining, guys. This was fun. Took away
from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, less boring.
Yeah,
it was.
Let's we could schedule it at some time too when the games come back and if we watch games.
Yes.
Yeah, I like this group. More people, the better. It's more conversation, good conversation.
Yeah.
I like this.
Wait, how often did you guys do this in the regular season when things were normal, quote unquote?
We tried to do it every week.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we should, if you guys are in, we should talk more in the future also.
Yeah, we should start marketing this podcast, guys. Get some advertising in here. Like,
We could make money. Yeah, I'll schedule a calendar event for you guys to join regularly.
Yeah, all right. If I have time, I'll definitely be happy to.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks. Guys, thanks Rami, thanks Hando. Bye Akshay.
Bye.
Peace out. That was a great conversation. Thanks for listening, guys, and make sure to follow us on Twitter @2Substitutes.